The matter of Yenika and Ibur. Article 31. Ibur, Yenika, and Mochin are three levels. After Adam, a man, has attained entering sanctity, then he starts attaining them, which are called Nefesh in Ibur, Ruach in Yenika, and Neshama in Mochin. But also in the preparation for work, meaning even before one has attained to enter permanently to sanctity, it also deals with these things. Ibur is called in the time that one passes atmuto from him for a while and says, now I do not want to think something for my own use, but I do not want to use my intellect, which is for me the most important thing, meaning that I am unable to do anything that I do not understand, meaning I can do everything, but I need to understand the worthiness of the thing. And anyhow, he says, I am able for a while to say that I receive on me in these times not to use my intellect at all. Rather, I believe above reason, to believe the faith of wise people, to believe that there is a provider, one who looks on each and every one in the world in private providence. And why should I believe that? And I cannot feel that that's the way it is. And also the mind compels me. And if I had been feeling the existence of the Creator, I would surely have been able to work for the Creator, and I would surely have the desire to serve Him. So why do I need this concealment? What profit does the Creator gain from concealing Himself from the creatures? He gives no answer for that as well. But also for this answer he says, above reason, and says, if the Creator had known that if he had not made a concealment, it would have been better for the creatures, he would definitely not make a concealment. We find that on all the questions that rise in his mind, on all of them, he says that he walks above reason, and he now walks in closed eyes, and only in faith. And this is like my father and teacher said about the saying in Aramaic, Kush Taritz, his hands are for God. And he says, if Adam could say Kush, meaning it's in Hebrew, it's like questions, these questions are like answers, meaning that one does not need an answer, but the question itself, from this he receives an answer, meaning that he says, now that I have a question, I can walk above reason. Then, his hands are for the God, meaning that then his hands, meaning his vessels of reception, from the saying that it's in the hands' reach, and then one is considered as a whole with the God. Therefore, the beginning of the entry to the work of the Creator is a discernment of Ibur, pregnancy, meaning that one nullifies himself and enters in pregnancy to the stomach of the mother. Like it is written, hear my son the saying of your father and do not abandon the Torah of your mother. And this is that mother is called Dubina, meaning that one nullifies his self-love, which is called Malchut, that from its original form it is called a will to receive in order to receive, and enters to vessels of bestowal, which is called discernment of Bina. And one needs to believe that before he was born, meaning before his soul descended to the body, the soul used to be adhered to him, the blessed him. And now he desires to come back and to cleave, like he used to be atzmuto, totally, his essence. But even though his heart tells him that only now does he agree to nullification, but later on he will regret, on that he can say, do not worry for the worries of tomorrow. And tomorrow, it does not necessarily mean the next day, but today and tomorrow can be the present and the future. And the difference of time can be even this hour and the next hour. And this is like our sages have said, anyone who has something to eat today and says, what will I eat tomorrow? For this is from a lack of faith. ויש לפרש זה. And we have to interpret that of the intention. If someone has something to eat today, meaning if one is now willing to receive on himself a descent of faith above reason and only thinks what will happen later, meaning that he already has reshimot from the states, that he seemingly would have thought that he would be able to stay in this state of ascendance forever, and later he descended again to the place of lowness, which is a place of waste. That waste, meaning where all the garbage is being thrown to. Meaning, in the time of ascendance, he used to think that all the matter of self-love is just garbage, that it is worth to throw it away to a place of garbage, meaning that one used to feel that the will to receive is a discernment of garbage. And now, in the time of descendance, he himself descends to the place of garbage in order to receive foods from there, like the examples of the cats that search in the garbage to find something to eat to revive their soul. So it is in the time of descendants, one resembles the cats, and not to spoil the people, that always search what is worth eating and what is not. And this is what we say, one who ascends me from poor dust and from garbage will ascend a poor person. And by this it comes out that one, in the time that he can nullify himself in a short time, and in that he says, I now want to nullify myself to sanctity, meaning not to think now about self-love, rather one wants now to content the Creator. And he believes above reason, even though he still doesn't feel anything. He believes in above reason that the Creator hears the prayer of every mouth, and in front of him a young and an adult are equal, or a small and a big are equal. And like he can save the greatest of the greatest, he can also help the smallest of the small. And this is called a discernment of ibur, pregnancy, meaning that one passes from his own discernment to the discernment of the providence of the Creator. But this is temporary, meaning that one truly wants to nullify himself forever, but he cannot believe that there will be now a nullification forever, since there were many times in the past where he thought it would be so, but later he descended from his level and fell to a place of garbage. But he does not need to worry what will we eat tomorrow, meaning that definitely he will fall from his level because this is from lack of faith. Rather, we need to believe the salvation of the Creator is like a blink of the eye. We find that one nullifies himself for the time being and wanted to stay in this for in permanence, we find that he has a value of ibur. But truly, man has to believe that the fact that he now wants to enter the work of the Creator in a discernment of nullification of his self is a call from above, because it is not from the wisdom of a man. And the proof for this, because in the time of this call, all the questions that one had before he was called from above, that he had many questions, and every time that he wanted to do something in order to bestow, the body used to resist, and he could not understand if there is a man in the world that was able to nullify himself to the Creator and not to take care at all about his own self, and there was always some kind of fear on him if he is to nullify himself to the Creator. And now he sees that all the thoughts and the doubts were totally burnt, and he feels now a pleasure, a very big pleasure in that, if he could nullify himself to the Creator. For he now sees that all the thinking of his is worth nothing, even though before he used to think that there is no one in the world that would be able to convince him that we should nullify ourselves to the Creator. And he used to say that this is a hard labor, that not each and every one can enter into this kind of work. And now he sees that there is nothing that can obstruct him from clinging and nullifying himself to the Creator. But this is so because this is an illumination from above. Therefore, all the obstacles have surrendered to him, that came to him and said, like the claim of the spies, they have all been lost from the horizon. And this is the text for the wind has passed and is no longer there. And for the wind has passed, and the time that one receives a wind from above, all the obstacles are lost, and even one's place is not seen. Meaning that in the time of ascendance, when one receives wind or spirit from above, then in the same time, one does not understand how his place can be that the evils can act in some way with their claims. We find in the time of Ibur, the time of miscarriage, that if the fetus is born before the time of corrections of Ibur are finished, and like in corporality there is some weakness in the pregnancy, it causes miscarriage, that the fetus comes out before the time, then the fetus cannot sustain himself and dies. The same applies to spirituality. If there is some kind of weakness, then one comes out of the pregnancy of the Ibur and comes to the air of this world, and all the thoughts that there are in this world fall into his thoughts, and all the wills of this Olam cleave to him. And this is called that the Ibur dies. And in Taas, part 9, it is written, and here, there needs to be in a woman a discernment of doors in order to close them and to hold the fetus there inside, that would not come out until he is totally finished, or totally, yeah, finished. And also, she needs to have the force that draws the shape of the fetus. And he interprets in Or Pnimi that in Ibur there are two forces. First, the force of drawing. The drawing of the fetus is katnut, smallness, meaning that also to attain katnut, in order to attain katnut, there's an order, that katnut is a preparation for gadlut, for greatness, that if there is no katnut in the level, there is no gadlut as well. And as long as one is in katnut, it is found that one is not in completeness, and in any place that there is a lack in sanctity, there is a hold for sitra achra. And it can spoil the discernment of Ibur that will not be able to receive its wholeness. And by that one comes to a prayer, meaning that he is born before the discernment of Ibur of his is finished. Second, the force that holds, because in Ibur there are 35 partsufim, meaning Naran Chai, that in each and every one of them there is also Naran Chai. Therefore, there needs to be a force that holds, meaning that even in Katnut there will be wholeness. And this he receives by his mother, meaning even though the fetus from the side of himself, from his own side, does not have vessels that he can receive greatness in order to bestow, anyhow, by nullifying himself to the mother, he can receive gadlut from the vessels of his mother, which is called a fetus on the thigh of his mom eats what his mom eats, meaning that he has no choice from his own viewpoint, but only what his mom eats, meaning what his mom knows that he should eat, he also eats, meaning for he passed from him the choice that he will choose what good and what bad is, but everything is on the account of his mom, and this is called the thigh of his mom, meaning that he himself does not rise in a name. There we talk about upper lights, and the same thing applies also in the time of preparation, that one wants to enter the hall of the king. The same orders deal there as well, because like there are many discernments, and the Ibur is not finished at once, and we say that there are 9 months of labor until one attains these 35 partsufim. The same applies for preparation. There are also many discernments until one attains a discernment of Ibur in wholeness in the time of preparation. Therefore, there are many ascendances and descendances, and sometimes the pregnancy is corrupted, which is also called miscarriage. And we need to start anew the whole order of labor. And we'll interpret this, the matter of the force of drawing that there is in the time of preparation. That the drawing of Ibur is katnut, that deals with only in vessels of bistol, meaning in the time that one deals in Torah and labor, then one can direct to do everything on the intention of bistol. Meaning, what one now is doing in Torah and mitzvot is because one believes in the Creator and His greatness. And he receives on himself that from today on, any pleasure of his will only be in that he has a will to serve the king. That this will be accounted for him as if he has made a fortune, and as if the whole world is looking at him and envy him by acquiring to ascend to the height of the heights that another person has not attained. And anyhow, one is very glad and does not feel in the world anything bad. Rather, he then lives in a world which is all good. But any pleasure and importance is by giving, meaning by wanting to give to the Creator. Meaning, one walks all the day with one thought. And what should I do, which action by which I can content the Creator? Meaning, on the one hand we say that one needs to work not in order to be rewarded, but only for the sake of the Creator. And on the other hand we say that one needs to receive pleasure and to make drawings. How to receive pleasure? This means one needs to make drawings of greatness and importance, how to respect a king, a flesh and blood king, or just great people of the world, and to see how the generality respects them, and later to learn from the world how they enjoy from serving the great people of the world, and to use it for the greatness of the Creator. That also when one serves the Creator, one is compelled to feel the same pleasure, like they have pleasure from serving the greatest of the world. Otherwise, meaning if one does not have a big pleasure from dealing in Torah and mitzvot, this is a sign that one does not think about the Creator in such an importance like they think and receive pleasure and contentment from serving the great people of the world. Rather, in the time that one speaks to the Creator, one needs to make before some kind of drawing. Who am I talking to? Meaning, what is his measure and importance? Meaning, in which way of the land and which measure of fear, of pride do I speak to him? And he hears and looks at me in the time that I speak to him. For example, when one eats some kind of cake or some kind of fruit and so on, then we know that we need to believe in the Creator, that He created all of these. And we receive now receive pleasure from what He prepared for us to enjoy. And with that we address Him and thank Him for this and say, we thank and praise you for this pleasure and say, blessed you are the Creator, blessed you are the Lord, the Creator of the fruit of the tree. Then one has to criticize this saying that he now said to the Creator, in which fear or pride he felt in the time of speaking, that he spoke to him, and what he feels after talking to him. Meaning, which kind of impression he left for him, which kind of elevation of spirit. Meaning that if he truly believes that he spoke to the king, where is the excitement and gladness? Like it is said, if I am a father, where is my pride? And if I am the master, where is the people who fear from me? If we enter to details, we have to discern in this action two discernments. First, from enjoying from the fruit that he eats. And this pleasure that he enjoys from the fruit and so on, it is related to the will to receive, the beastly will to receive, meaning that pleasure from eating and drinking and so on, also animals enjoy. And we don't need Adam to receive such a pleasure. And therefore, this pleasure is called beastly pleasure. But the thanking that he gave to the Creator for it, we have to discern in it a few discernments. We find that in the second discernment of the action, meaning enjoying from thinking to the Creator, this belongs to Adam, to man. And this is not a habit of animals. And here then, many discernments, because in this action that belongs to man, to Adam, because in Adam we have to discern many levels. For example, in Adam we have to discern the measure of faith, as how much one believes in the Creator that gave him all these pleasures to enjoy. And later on we have to discern, meaning in the speech that one speaks to the Creator, how much is the measure that one believes that he speaks to the Creator. And later on we have to discern which is the measure of one's belief in the greatness and importance of the Creator. And in that, of course, there's a difference between one and one's friend. And also in oneself, we have to discern according to one's state which one is in. Since Adam is a discernment of walker, and he anyhow can be in the discernment of ascendant or descendant. Therefore, in one person, we have to discern a few states. And this is like it is written, and I gave walks between those people who stand. And in above mentioned, it comes out that in the will to receive pleasure that belongs to the discernment of animal, usually there is nothing to discern in, since this is a general pleasure. Rather, in the pleasure that belongs to Adam, to man, there we have to discern many discernments. We find that in the pleasure that belongs to the discernment of Adam, we find this pleasure, its yesod, its element, already is not related to a vessel of reception, but this already belongs to a discernment of bestowal, since its all pleasure is based on the Creator, meaning that all the matters of fuel from which he is being given tools to work with, or vessels to work with, is up to the greatness of the Creator, and not to the measure of the pleasure of man or the fruit, meaning that the measure of the pleasure of man is up to how much he deems the greatness of the Creator, and not the same for the importance of the fruit, which is called pleasure that comes to a man indirectly, because directly wants to bestow to the king. And in this measure he draws to himself the greatness of the king. And in this measure he is happier from bestowing pleasure to a great king. And indirectly, he receives pleasure from this. We find that only in such a mode is this pleasure allowed, because one's intention is not for self-love in the time that he serves the king, but the importance of the king compels him to serve the king. We find his intention is to give pleasure to the king, for the king to be happy. And anyhow, it stems out that he also enjoys. And such pleasure is allowed, because this is pleasure in the time that he receives. There is no matter of shame, which is called Nehima de Ksufa, since its pleasure is from giving, and not from the thing that he receives directly from the Creator, and from the thing that the Creator gives him, he enjoys. This is called that the pleasure comes indirectly from the bestower. Again, this is called that the pleasure comes directly from the bestower. In discernment of Orot, it is called the light of Chokhmah, Or Chokhmah, that comes to the receiver directly, meaning that the receiver enjoys it from receiving it. And this thing already needs a correction, which is called to direct in order to bestow. Rather, if one's pleasure is because he gives to the Creator, and his pleasure is in serving him, this pleasure is called that it comes indirectly, because one's intention for the king to enjoy, and does not think that out of this one will have pleasure and enjoyment. And on this it is said, work for the Creator gladly, meaning that the gladness has to come to Adam from working for the Creator. But if one works without the gladness, which is because of lack of faith in the greatness of importance of, and the importance of the king, otherwise there has to be a discernment of gladness and elevation of spirit without any preparation for it, meaning one does not need to see that one will have gladness from labor, but one needs to see that one should prepare himself to know who he works for, what is his importance. And gladness is a result, meaning to say that if one does not have gladness in labor, it is a sign that one does not have a clue about the importance of the Creator, and then one needs to correct himself in matters of faith. This means one does not need to work for having gladness in the work of the Creator. Rather, one needs to make an effort how to attain the importance and greatness of the Creator. Meaning, whatever one does, learns, deals in mitzvot, one wants a reward for one's labor to attain the greatness and importance of the Creator. And in the measure that he will receive the importance of the Creator, then naturally it comes out of nature to nullify himself to the Creator, and one will have will and desire to serve him. And whatever we said so far is called a discernment of Ibur, since one needs to believe that everything comes from the Creator, that he gave him now the thought and the will to nullify himself to him. And in this time he needs to find a place of drawing, meaning how he is impressed from this awakening, and to make a criticism, and certainly he will find there lacks to correct. But in the time that one sees what lacks there, one cannot be in gladness, because every lack causes misery to him. And how can one be in gladness? And on the other hand, this is not so good to be in lack. According to the rule, in the place where there is a lack of sanctity, there's a hold for the klipot. One can descend from one's level and to receive from that a weakness in labor. For this reason, it is up to man to see himself in wholeness, meaning that one has no lack whatsoever, and one looks at himself that he is happy in one's life, and there is something to from which to dwell pleasure from seeing that there are many people like him that do not have the same life which he enjoys from, and if they had the same pleasure that he has, they would all envy him. We can say it on a way of parable. People who sit in prison. We can say it on a way of parable. People who sit in prison and do not let anyone to come out of the walls of the prison to breathe air outside. And one person was liked by the principal, by the manager of the prison, and no one knows about him, and he lets him out 1 hour a day. And then he goes to visit his house, but later he has to enter the prison again. How happy is that person? First, he is happy from going to visit his house. Second, when he looks on the other prisoners that are not being given such freedom, this looking that he looks on the others, that they sit in prison and do not see any light that exists outside, such big pleasure he can take from this. Meaning, apart from having pleasure from himself, meaning that the pleasure he receives the pleasure from himself, from enjoying, he can take pleasure from something external to him, meaning that he has pleasure from seeing that he has something that others don't. We find that the pleasure comes from outside, meaning from looking outside and seeing how they suffer, from not receiving any vacation. And from him having a vacation, he enjoys. We thus find that there are two discernments of pleasures. First, a pleasure from receiving receiving pleasure from enjoying. Second, he receives pleasure from him having and others not having the same thing. It is called that he receives pleasure from outside. And it resembles, since we sit in prison, and this is like we say in the prayers of the Day of Atonement, human beings that sit in pitch dark and darkness, the prisoners of poverty and iron, they will be taken out from the darkness and pitch dark. And since we have sinned, and we have been put in prison, where all the people that have sinned to the king sit, but do not see any light all their lives, meaning that they have been sentenced for life, and they are displaced from their parents, which are called the parents of the world, meaning, this is like our sages have said, when will my actions reach the actions of my parents? Meaning, where there is a connection to the parents, that one knows that the good deeds of the parents, he needs to say that he asks, when will my actions come to the actions of my parents? Meaning, that he too will have the ability to perform such good actions, like the parents. Rather, by the sin, like it is written, that we say, and because of our sins, we have been exiled from our land, we have been put in prison, and we have no connection with the parents. Meaning, that we do not know that we ever had parents that used to adhere to the Creator. In any spiritual matter, we have no clue that belongs to us as well to say that we want to do actions by which we can adhere to the Creator. We find that people that were sentenced for life and do not see light all their lives and accept the situation in which they are and make themselves used to enjoy only from what the manager of the prisoner of the prison enjoys, to give them something to live on, the habits cause that whatever they ever had in life outside of prison is forgotten from their hearts. They used to enjoy the lives that they chose from themselves, and they were not compelled to receive food according to the conditions of the prison, but it was all forgotten from them. And it resembles, one needs to be happy by the manager of the, by being liked by the manager of the prison, and for this reason he gave him a vacation to go out of the prison for a small time every day and to enjoy what honest people enjoy, meaning as if he now used to be like a man who has never seen to the king, and he goes home and takes part with each and every one of his family and other lovers and friends that he has, but later on he is compelled to enter the prison again, and that's how he acts every day. This means, in the time that one has a will and a thought to enter the synagogue and to pray and to study a little bit and to feel slightly that there is a spiritual life, that eventually he believes in that, meaning from having faith, it is called a tiny feeling in all the things of sanctity that receives an illumination from afar. Meaning that even though one is still far from equivalence of form, because he has sinned in self-love, which is called separateness of form, there's a judgment to sit in the prison for life, meaning prison is called a place where there is no spiritual life, rather it is a place for evils that have sinned to the king, and he was liked by the manager of the prison. And the manager of the prison gives him a thought and a will to enjoy the life of Adam, from a discernment which is called Adam. You are called Adam, and the nations of the world are not called Adam, because they enjoy the foods of Adam, which are called spiritual life, that has contact with the king of the king of the kings, meaning that they feel for him that they talk to the king. And when one makes a picture to himself how he was liked by the manager of the prison, and he gives him a vacation for the time being, even though he knows that later on he will have a descendant and he will be compelled to enter the prison again. Anyhow, even when he is placed in the prison, he can be in gladness, because he knows from the time of past that there are ascendances and descendances. Therefore, even in the time that he was placed back in the prison, he still knows that there are times that he is being liked by the manager of the prison. He will give him again vacation for the time being, that in this short time he can see and make an effort among friends to make him totally free. It is interpreted, even in the time of this descendants, thoughts come to him that he is already used to being taken out of the thoughts and the wills of people who sin, that are placed in self-love, and later on, when he is being given a saying from above, that's how he believes, then the thoughts and wills that he has in the time of descendants, and he feels that there is no possibility to have a reality to ever come out of self-love, because he sees the resistance of the body, and each and every time this resistance is clothed in different forms, that not even one claim resembles the other, but the equal side in them, that they all let him understand that this is a difficult thing, and this is not in the reality of this world that one can come out of. And still he sees that in the time that he has an awakening from above, he forgets all the claims, and they have all been burnt, like it has never happened in the world, and he now wants only one thing, meaning to nullify himself to the Creator. And exactly now he feels the taste of pleasure in it. And for this reason, the Adam, when he has a little hold in spirituality, even this is a taste from a little, from a small taste, he can be in gladness and in wholeness. And it comes from two forms. First, that he had been given a vacation and enjoys for the time being out of the prison, meaning from Torah and Mitzvot. Second, that he enjoys from seeing that the generality is in prison, and he is looking on them from the side of pity, of mercy. And there are times that he wants to ask for mercy for them, that the Creator will give them an authority to come out of the prison. And in the above mentioned, we'll understand that in the time of Ibur, in the time of pregnancy, that then the force of drawing of his is only katnut, smallness, that he can barely keep Torah and Mitzvot, even in any intention, he needs to believe that it has a great importance. By the Creator giving him a place to come out of the generality of people of the world that has no connection to Judaism, and all their strives are clothed only in beastly pleasures, meaning from what animals feed on and live on, they also feel that this is enough. And regarding spirituality, they are proud in not being as fool as the religious people that say that there is a matter of spiritual life. But they have a very strong and clear knowledge that they are right, and they say to themselves, we are the wise people of the generation because we do not believe in spirituality. Rather, the whole cause of our life is corporal life, and they know for 100% that there is no spirituality in the world, to such a degree that they want to influence the religious people, for them also to know that the clear mind is that in the world there is only corporal life, exactly like every animal. And there are even greater wise people, that because there is no life in the world, but like animals, therefore they came to a general notion that it is forbidden to eat animals, because the discernment of a human is elevated from any discernment of living. And so why do we eat them? For we are all in one level and in one goal. It comes out, on the one hand, one needs to consider this thought and will to perform actions which are simple, without any understanding and mind, meaning all is above reason. And to believe that this will that there is to keep slightly Torah and Mitzvot, this was also given to him by the Creator from being liked by the Creator. Even though one does not know which right he has compared to other people, that the Creator left them in the discernment of corporal life, and he was taken out of all the people, like the parable of the prison. And this thing should bring him gladness and wholeness. And because of feeling wholeness, he can thank the Creator for this. And like my father and teacher Zatzal said, in the measure that one thanks to the Creator, by making him a little closer, to this measure he receives immediately help from above. And we can interpret it that the use is, if one understands that we need to thank the Creator, we do not mean that the Creator needs to be thanked, like flesh and blood. But the matter is, in the matter that one understands that we need to thank, then begins the thought, how much is the measure of the thanking that I need to give to him? Because there's a value. According to the value of giving, so is the value of thanking. For example, if someone helps someone else that did not have a job to live on, and he went and made an effort for him, and he found a place of work for him, of course, one's thanking is great. But let's say, like a parable, this person has done some sin against the government, and the judged him for 20 years of prison, and he is compelled to leave his family. And already there are sons and daughters that need to be married, and he now opened a new business, meaning that he opened a factory. He needs to receive 100 workers. And for the time being, he only found 50 workers. And now, according to the sin that the government caught him, he now needs to enter the prison to 20 years. He is worried. What will now happen with all my plans? And with all my family, that I will be out of the world, when I will be out of the world. Then he says, now my death is better than my life, to be in the prison and to take care of everything, to worry for everything. And then one person came to him and gave him advice by which he came out to free, and he was clarified from all sins. So of course one thinks, what can I give to this person that saved my life? And of course this person has only one worry. How can I come to this person to reveal my heart to him, how all my ramach organs thank him and praise him, like it is written, all my essence, all my bones will say songs and praises for this person. We find that by needing to think, then one begins to think, what is the measure of salvation that that person gave to me, in order to know which thank I have to give. And for this reason, when one thanks the Creator, then it is up to how much he evaluates the importance that the Creator took him out of prison for even a slight moment, to breathe a little new air from the air of the world of sanctity. And in the above mentions, we find that when man is given a descendant, it is because he did not think about the coming close to the Creator, because he couldn't think about what caused his loss. And this is what our sages have said, which is the fool that loses what he has been given, meaning that one does not have a mind to think about the importance of the measure of coming close to the Torah mitzvot, meaning that one needs to believe that even in the slightest thing in Torah mitzvot, it is also very important, even though one does not feel its importance yet. We find that there is a matter of faith. What they say is in things that one is unable to think and feel and attain them. Then one needs to believe in the faith of wise people. What did our sages said? We have to believe in the thing that's the way it is, meaning, like our sages said, and not as our senses tell us, because our feeling is not developed to such a degree that we can feel the same feelings that come in the time that when we know that we talk to the king. That this is simple, that if one knows that he talks to the king, then he does not need to prepare himself to feel the importance of the king. For this is a natural thing, that one has no desire to work for it for no need. So, what is the reason that one is not excited in the time that he talks words of thanking and words of Torah, in the time that he believes that this is the Torah of the Creator? And the reason is that one's faith is not yet a complete faith, meaning that one's faith should resemble like clear knowledge, but he still has a lack in the discernment of faith. But one needs to work in the discernment of faith, how one talks to an important king. And the feeling is something that comes without labor, meaning that the matter of feeling is only an outcome of some thing of renewal that one is impressed of. We find that the majority is the work of faith, that one should believe that it is a great king. And this is the thing that is brought in the Holy Zohar in a few places, that one needs to pray for the greatness of providence, of divinity, sorry. That one needs to pray for the great, for the exile of divinity, or in other words, divinity in dust, or divinity in exile, that we do not have the importance who we pray to, or who we talk to and give him thanks. Also for the and the same applies, we do not make a calculation to evaluate the mitzvot of who we keep, and this is all called divinity in exile. And anyhow, we cannot receive any feeling in the keeping of Torah mitzvot, because there is a rule: from a small thing, Adam is not impressed in the measure that will bring him any excitement. And in the above mentioned, we find that one needs to work for the Creator in gladness, meaning that in which state he is in, even when he is in a state of lowness, and he has no liveliness in dealing with Torah mitzvot, then one needs to make a drawing for himself that now he keeps the mitzvah of faith above reason. This means, even though the body, the goof, shows him his lowness, anyhow he can strengthen himself and say, this is because I can keep Torah mitzvot with no intention, is a very important thing. Because he keeps everything in action, but Adam still lacks the intention, meaning that if he had a good intention, then the goof, the body, would have been contented, and he would feel himself as a complete person, a complete Adam. But now, the goof, the body, cannot enjoy Torah mitzvot. So, what lacks here? Only the pleasure of the body. And since one wants to work for the sake of heavens, it is found exactly now that when the body does not have pleasure, he can work more in an intention to bestow. And if one believes above reason, this is so, this overcoming is called an awakening from below. And after this, he is compelled, he must be given livelihood, because now he is truly adhered to the Creator and he wants to work for the Creator with no reward. But if he is unable to walk above reason, then two policemen come to him and put him into the jail, together with all the people who sin to the king. And these two policemen are from the descendants of Mocha and Liba, mind and heart, and then he is sentenced for as much time as he is sentenced to, and then later on he has been taken for a vacation. And we see, they see how he behaves. And this is all acting until he is being given mercy from above, and he has been taken out of the prison. And it comes out that there are two things. First, the force of drawing, which is katnut. Second, the force that holds, for not to be a miscarriage, meaning for the ibur not to be corrupted. We need the force of drawing because there is a rule. There is no light without kli, meaning there is no feeling without a lek. Therefore, if there is no katnut, no smallness, there will never be gadlut, greatness. But we need a force to hold on at the time that one feels that he has a lack. For a lack means that one is in pain, that one has no wholeness, and it is known that it is hard to cope with miseries, and if one does not see an end to miseries, then one runs away from the battlefield. We find that they need to give him wholeness, that he can cope and hold on, and not to run away from the war of the will. But a lie must not be given to him, meaning for one to deceive himself and to say that he is whole, because one who speaks lies will not stand in front of me. For this reason, when one is being told that you see that everyone sits in prison, like in the parable, and forget even that they have parents and friends, which are people who deal with Torah and mitzvot, which are the friends of their souls, and everything is forgotten from them, and they think that there is nothing in the world apart from people who sit in the jail. And the manager of the prison controls them, meaning that they stand under the control of the evil inclination. And if one walks against their opinion, then they think that these people lose themselves totally, meaning that they live the corporal life, that they enjoy the prison, and go to seek for something which is above reason, meaning to believe that there is something more pleasure that they can enjoy in the corporal life. And then one makes a calculation for one's soul, that he has a great right, that he was liked by the Creator. And he was taken out even for a small time from corporal life to breathe air of sanctity. How happy one needs to be in this time that one looks at them and on himself. Of course, this wholeness is called wholeness of truth, meaning since in corporality we think of vacation for its time being, and in the parable of the prison, how much gladness it gives to men by him seeing that he was liked by the manager of the prison, and all the prisoners did not acquire it. And apart from this wholeness being true, but one needs to give exertion, great exertion in it, to think about it, because this work elevates the importance of work by considering a small service in spirituality. By that, we later attain to enlarge the importance until one can say that he has no possibility to evaluate the importance of serving the king, and this is called a discernment of ibur, pregnancy. Ibur is called that the awakening comes from the upper, but in the time of preparation, it is called before one attains to enter in the hall, to the hall of the king, where it is called ibur, that one attains naranchai de nefesh. There are many ascendances and descendances, but everything enters in the discernment of Ibur, meaning that it all comes from awakening of the upper. Yenika, from the side of preparation, it is called that one is awakened from himself and wants to feed, to breastfeed by writers and books, to feed something of sanctity that can revive one's spirit in spiritual life. And for this reason, when one deals in Torah and Mitzvot, one desires to extract from them the illumination of Torah that reforms him. Like our sages have said, I have created the evil inclination, I have created Torah and spice. But in order to extract the illumination of Torah, we need to have faith, like it is written in preface to the book of Zohar. And the reason is, when one believes in the Creator and his Torah, and he wants to adhere to him, but he sees that he is unable to because of the evil in him, which is the will to receive, that this form causes him departing from the Creator, and for this reason also one's faith is not permanent, like it is written in the Sulam, that there is the light of faith cannot stay in Adam in permanence, because as long as one does not have fear, which is called he is afraid always, he may not have the ability in Adam to direct in order to bestow, but one will have a will to receive in order to receive. So this is a separateness of form. The light of faith cannot stay in him permanently. And in the above, it comes out that faith cannot be permanent if one does not have adhesion, which is called equivalence of form. But how do we take this force that one can overcome one's nature, which is only in oppositeness of form? On this, they have said, forever one will deal with Torah and Mitzvot, even for lo lishma, and out of lo lishma one will come to lishma, because of the light in it reforms him. We find that the illumination in Torah, this is the thing that reforms him. But on this is told that exactly when he wants the illumination in Torah in order to reform him, meaning that he will be able to direct all one's actions in order to bestow for one's Creator, then by reforming him, which is to have adhesion, then one will attain faith in permanence. But if one does not worry about this, that one has nothing more than partial belief, and what one learns Torah is Only what one can take out of this pleasure that will enter in vessels of reception and does not worry about vessels of bestowal. For this reason, one does not have a need for illumination of Torah that will give him the merit to reform him, meaning to give him a force to correct his actions, to only be in intention to content one's maker, which is called dvekut, adhesion, by which one can attain permanent belief. Rather, if one does not lack a discernment of faith in permanence, and one does not need adhesion, but what one expects to be given the illumination, and since the illumination in Torah comes from the upper, that in this illumination there is good and pleasure, we find that one desires for the light, not that he will be given help, that he can convert his vessels of reception to vessels of bestowal. Rather, he wants the illumination to make an opposite action from what he is supposed to do. For the role of the illumination, it needs to come in order to reform him. And what is good? It is like it is written, my heart feels something good, then I say my actions are for the king. Meaning, that good is called by which men can acquire vessels of bestowal. And he wants the illumination in order to enjoy it. Meaning, that this illumination will enlarge the vessels of reception. We find that this is totally an opposite thing from what the illumination needs to give. He wants to receive from it. And for this reason, the illumination will not come to him. And in preface to Taas, it is written, this is how it says, one should not expect that the dealing with Torah and Mitzvot in Lo Lishma will bring him to Lishma. Only in the time that he will know in his soul that he has acquired the belief of the Creator and his Torah, as he should, because then the light in it reforms him, and he will acquire to the day of the Creator, which is all light. For the sanctity of belief purifies the eyes of person, of Adam, that will enjoy the light of the blessed Creator until the light in the Torah reforms him. So, is people who lack faith, their eyes are blinded towards the light of the Creator. And we need to interpret what he says, that the light of faith is revealed to those that have faith. And according to what we've interpreted, for those that have attained faith in permanence, they already have all benevolence. For this is on the way that my father and teacher Zatzal says on the text, it's in Aramaic, Yehiv Chochmata for Chachmin, one who gives wisdom for wise people. And they ask in the world, Yehiv Chochmata for fools, he needed to say, one who gives wisdom to fools. He used to say that, everyone says that there is no light without Kli, therefore we cannot give Chokhmah to fools, because they do not have a need. And accordingly, what will be the interpretation of one who gives wisdom to wise people, meaning to one who has a will to be wise, meaning that he has a Kli, a vessel, he can receive a feeling, because there is no feeling without a lack. Accordingly, we need here in the matters of faith also to interpret it on this way, meaning when one has a need for faith because he sees what he only has partial belief, that one desires to have a faith in completeness, he is already called one who has faith, which is that has a will and need for the light of faith. For these people that search for faith, for these people, the illumination of Torah is revealed. And like it is written, for the sanctity of belief purifies the eyes of Adam to enjoy the light of the Creator until the light in the Torah reforms him. And in the above mentioned, we find that the discernment of Ibur is called what Adam receives an awakening from above. And like in corporality, the Ibur is up to the parents. So it is here. The pregnancy is up to the call that comes from above, that one is being called to be reformed. And he then begins to think foreign thoughts, and all the wills that he has before the saying that he has been given from above, the call that he has been given from above, it is all burnt and does not ascend, does not come in a name. And the discernment of Yenika, breastfeeding, is called that he himself starts to search for some kind of Yenika to receive from books or from writers, and wants to feed from the illumination of Torah from them in order to have the ability to adhere to the Creator and to acquire complete faith.